flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Injury report is out. And we never get to talk about the official injury report because they usually play, hey, these games on Sundays or Mondays. Here's where we are. What? No injury designation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So he gonna play. In fact, I would bet my house he's going to play. Yesterday, he was like, oh, we'll see how I feel Saturday. Oh, no injury designation. He's TJ Damwatt. He's playing in this football game. George Pickens, though, listed as out. I thought they were being secretive with him all week.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like from the video we're able to get, I ascertained he was probably going to play a little bit. He's not going to play. He's officially ruled out. Justin Fields, ruled out. Deshaun Elliott, doubtful. Lamar Jackson, excuse me, Dante Jackson, questionable. Big correction there. Larry Ogunjobi, questionable. I bet Jackson's going to at least try to play.
Yes.
Because he's been having back spasms. That's one of those things where you give it a go, and if you have to come out, you come out.
Right.
But they got Pierre behind him, and they got what's-his-face behind him, too. The draft pick, Corey Trice.
Thank you.
I just thank myself. For Baltimore, here's a big one. Rashad Bateman out. Nelson Agholor's been dealing with concussion stuff. He's questionable. I'd bet my house that he doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
We know how that goes.
Right.
There was not enough ramp up this week for him because it's a short week, and there's boxes that need to be checked, and that's not moving goalposts. That's you have to clear protocol. He ain't going to play. TJ Watt needs to have a big game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call him out a little bit here, but not in a bad way. He's been really good this year. NFL Network just did their, I don't know why they're doing it right now, but they gave out all their awards. They pulled a bunch of executives around the NFL, and TJ Watt was the guy that they pinned as the defensive player of the year. It's not a great year for that. Some of the better defensive players in the league are playing on really bad football teams. But they had Watt as the runaway winner. He got 13 out of 26 votes. Steelers-Ravens games throughout history, they come down to stars being stars, particularly when the Steelers win these games. Troy Polamalu, strip sack of Joe Flacco in the 2010 game that won them the division. I still don't know to this day why they dropped back to throw the ball with 5 minutes left instead of running the clock out. But Troy makes that play. Troy, the interception in the AFC Championship game. James Harrison in 2008, the first game, had 2.5 sacks, a strip sack of Flacco that Lamar Woodley returned for a touchdown. Stars being stars.
Mm.
Antonio Brown, the immaculate extension. You want to make your mark on this series. And he's had 17 sacks in 15 games. You're banged up. You're the guy. The Steelers are a massive underdog in this game. Go be great.
Yeah.
I'm calling you out, TJ. Go make us proud.
This is where guys like him, when their back's against the wall, that they perform. Whenever you aren't, obviously nobody's 100%, but whenever you're dealing with something and you know you have to push through, usually your mind tells you to push through even more. And then that's whenever you play your best game. Because then it's like once you get that first sack, like maybe you're laboring a little bit and you can feel some pain. Like whenever you're dealing with an injury and it's warm-ups, you're like, ah, man, it's just going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day. But once you get that first sack or you get that first win on somebody, like a, you know, an offensive tackle for your TJ, if you get that first win, you get a quarterback hurry or something like that, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, let's go. I got to get that sack. Then you get that sack and you're like, oh, yeah, this foot, I don't even feel my feet. I don't even feel my ankle. I don't feel anything. I'm just getting after it. That's all it takes. And then you end up pushing more to another level whenever you're dealing with something. That's what the good ones do. And I think that TJ is going to do that. I'm with you. I think that he's really going to step up because he also knows he has to.
Yes.
And this is very meaningful. This is, you know, we talk about this rivalry and we talk about Lamar Jackson. We talk about in the past and how different it is. This game is different tomorrow. Because first time Lamar Jackson's faced the Steelers twice, and there's a lot on the line.
Massive game.
There's a lot on the line for this football game for both sides. Both sides. And Mike Tomlin, in his press conference, he said that almost immediately. Like, the AFC Championship, or the AFC North Championship is on the line Saturday.
I said it yesterday. I think if you win this game, you win a playoff game. I think if you lose this game, the spiral starts. And you're on the road in the first round of the playoffs. I know that they can still mathematically win the division, and it's still all within their control if they lose this game. I'm just not going to feel good about it. I'm not going to feel good about it at all. So go out there and get it. And it really comes down to two people for me in this game on the field. You know, I think Arthur Smith's got a big say, and Mike Tomlin's game plan has a big say, obviously. But it's Russell Wilson and it's TJ Watt.
Yeah.
Russ, you've won a Super Bowl. Russ, you're a playoff performer, man. You said it a couple of days ago. Russ should be able to take his game to a different level come playoff time. You know he's got that gene to him.
Yes.
This is a playoff game. TJ Watt has said recently that it's like a, and I'm paraphrasing, like it's like a scab. It's like festering on his arm, the fact that he's never won a playoff game. This is a playoff game. So go up there and be great. You're getting paid all this money. You are the biggest difference maker on this team. You're one of the few defensive players in football that if you don't play, the line shifts dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
If you do play, then the line shifts dramatically. You are as valuable a non-quarterback as there is in the sport. And you're hurt and you're banged up. It's got the makings of a legendary performance. It's got the whole Jordan flu game feel to it.
Yep.
Go out there and get it done.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.